Yo, what's good, y'all? Casey, I didn't know, Super, who hasn't been here for a couple weeks, he has been fighting something called SJS, or Steven Johnson Syndrome. This was caused by an allergic reaction to a medication called Bactrim.
SJS causes the body to attack itself. It's pretty much like it's burning itself from the inside out. It affects your, like, from your head to toe. It'll be your face, your back, genitals, etc. And it could also be caused by other antibiotics.
And this is our way of using a platform to raise awareness of this illness, because it could happen from any common medicine you take in, and it could happen to anyone that's around you.
We got a GoFundMe link in the description. You can donate anonymously. It doesn't have to be a big amount. Everything adds up. We appreciate everything, and we love you guys. We appreciate your support. You guys have been going hard for us, going hard for Super, and we definitely see all of it.
Three, two, one.
Woo! Okay. Okay. That surprised me.
Okay, we can start the Patreon episode now.
That surprised me. Patreon is right.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I used to do opera when I was younger.
Really?
Nah.
I was surprised.
At least it was believable, right?
I wouldn't put it past you.
All right, cool.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Yeah, that's true.
You might have a beautiful voice.
I like the gas, man.
You might have a beautiful voice.
And us minority people are starting to get involved in more eclectic things day by day.
Word. I get it.
Like, you ever had like a hood chick invite you to something that you never expected her to be interested in?
Like what?
Broway?
Nah.
Yeah, that's what they're doing now. Because my scammer friends have the half off, if y'all want it. I'm saying.
Link me.
I'm saying. So I think more of us are now going, because like you could go for half the price. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, it seemed like something that was just like, you could pass these, all good. Yeah. He was going to stay there the whole time. He was about to roll through that shit. Nah, it's all good. But I haven't used it yet, but I did go on a trip with students once upon a time to Broadway.
That shit is a vibe.
Cool. Yeah, I seen like King Kong or some shit.
What? On Broadway?
Yeah.
What?
That's serious. And they got a whole production how they do that shit. Yeah.
So who's the gorilla?
Who's the actresses?
Yeah, like what?
Oh, the gorilla. Yeah.
That, I don't know.
Someone had to play it. Like,
I mean, she was good. Whoever she was.
It was a girl.
It was a girl gorilla.
No. King Kong is the...
It was Big Glow. Oh, nah,
Big Glow. Oh, Big Glow is stupid. Nah, they should do that. But how you feeling, my brother Lav?
Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. This past weekend was a blast. We had fun at Friendsgiving. You feel me? If you didn't come, you missed it.
Yeah, I'm having a Friendsgiving this Friday, but being that this episode is coming out after it, we're just going to pretend that it happened already, and we know it's going to be bomb. You know,
happened already. Yeah. I won $100 in CeeLo. It was amazing.
Boy. Oh, yeah, you got to speak down.
Who you took your money from?
This guy right here.
You see how we both know it happened already? Yeah,
Binks, I got it on camera.
Has this thing where he takes out trick dice every time we're playing, and we never notice it.
You got tricks up your sleeve?
Yeah. But this... That's particular crazy. Friendsgiving will be under video surveillance, so it's all good.
Yo, the last Friendsgiving playing dice, I won a foot job.
From who?
I heard that.
From Bleed.
That. Oh, yes. I heard about that. Hold on, you cashed out?
I never cashed in on it. That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
You bet for it.
Okay.
Did the coupon expire?
I don't think so. Like,
it can't expire. It's CeeLo. Okay. Owe me for forever.
You play by different rules.
Oh. Yeah.
How you feeling, my brother Binks?
I'm all right.
All right. Danny, how you feeling?
I'm good, man. Trying to turn up again. Last time.
Last time we had a Hennessy-themed podcast, and it seems to still be the theme somehow. I'm not mad at it. Yeah, man. Why did we just stop drinking Hennessy again in the first place?
Because tequila took over.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. They didn't like say anything about black people or nothing like that. Nah, you know, every company got a little one moment when they just say some shit about black people randomly. Like, come on, man.
Henny didn't do that.
Okay, cool.
Casamigos just came into the picture.
Only Tommy Hilfiger and shit.
Yeah. Timberland and them niggas.
All right, we still wear Timbs.
We still rock Timbs.
Yeah.
I got a whole collection.
How you feeling, my brother Price?
That's crazy. I'm good, man. I told you I'm back in the gym now.
Yes, you did.
You should come with me.
I can do that.
Right? I hope so.
This sounds a little flirtatious, to be honest with you. But,
a little gym date.
I'm saying what it sounds like. But all right. You know what I'm saying? But I told niggas New Year's. You know what I'm saying? So I could take that whole moment. And
every
like,
nigga say New Year's.
The trick is
don't happen.
Any New Year's resolution you got, start that shit December 1st.
That means you'll keep it?
Yeah, if you stay through to New Year's, you're probably going to keep it. And if you fall off, you get to start again. So you already started working out. You might have fell off for 2 weeks. Okay. And you actually get the motivation to start again.
Danny is smart as fuck,
bro. The problem is that whole... the problem is from this week precisely, where the Friendsgivings and shit start, all the way to New Year's. Because it's just like a blur every year. Yeah. If somebody's having something every week, and it's like, I'm part of the problem because I'm having something. But that's all good.
That's exactly how I got back in shape. I started working out last year, December.
Mm. Okay. You may be onto something there.
Facts. I'm going to try that.
From experience. Indeed. Yeah. Well, who we're with today needs no introduction, right? But I'll introduce her nonetheless, right? In case people have been living under a rock. I have not been living under a rock. we have... Why are you laughing? We have a young queen... Do you hate when people call you queen? Because some people hate that.
Princess.
Princess? Okay.
Princess.
Okay.
We have a young princess queen doing her thing in these adult content streets, right? She's probably somewhere in your search history at some point in your life.
I was doing research. Right?
Being honest?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, cool. Somewhere in somebody's man's search history?
Well,
you get a lot of those problems?
Sometimes, or it's a girl messaging me.
Oh yeah, stop doing that, man. Come on, this is different. Yeah. I'm saying you can't do that. But anyway, she has over 700 trillion followers on Twitter.
Damn, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for none other than Princess Emily.
Thank you.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh,
I dragged it.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I'm saying 700 trillion, 700 trillion.
A little bit.
Facts.
Oh, gosh.
Is it true, like, if you have, like, 10,000 followers on Twitter, that's, like, the equivalent to, like, let's say, 50,000 Instagram followers?
I would say so.
It's funny, because I see a lot of people, they have, like, a million followers on Instagram, and then they got, like, 5,000 on Twitter.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
Because they suck at promoting.
Okay.
And posting themselves.
Okay.
They have, like, a different personality on different apps.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. Would you say Twitter is harder?
I don't think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Twitter, why do you think so?
I mean, if you wasn't operating it from them times, you ain't got shit going on Twitter, ain't nobody fucking with you.
Yo, Twitter, like people gotta on? Like you for real. Mm-hmm. Bro, like follow
Twitter
you.
Twitter gotta fuck with you.
Yeah,
Instagram. You just show pictures and shit.
Yeah.
True.
You know what? Niggas will fuck with you off of memes.
Yeah, for real.
But Twitter, they really gotta fuck with what you talking
run
about.
Run a meme page.
We was going crazy on Twitter in like 2009, but that time, like,
shit wasn't jumping.
I had like 1,500 followers from then. None of them is active. So when I go on my Twitter, my shit is a ghost town. I still got the little bit of following, but nobody's there.
Deleted a lot of people for inactivity now. That's what they're doing. It's like, because Elon, he's changing everything.
They need to get rid of all of them so I know my real followers.
Your account inactive?
I don't mind.
Yeah, I think so. Like, a lot of ghost people are bots, like, because there's so many bots now.
Okay.
It's like, I think they're just constantly, like, now going through it and, like, deleting it. And they're, like, changing the policies, like, all the time now.
Okay, shout out to Elon. Do we have a problem with Elon?
No, we don't have no problem, right?
As long as he don't take porn off of Twitter, we good.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He wanted to, I think, at a time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I was kind of worried my account was going to get deleted. I haven't got suspended, so
never.
I don't want to jinx it. Yeah, I don't want
to
jinx it.
What would
you
have to do on Twitter to get suspended?
I think
hate speech.
Oh yes.
Like, I think I would have to start, maybe if I cuss at someone, like, you know how some people talk and censor, like, they'll put a one or, like, an at sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you can't curse at people, I think. Like, I think someone can report you. Yeah, someone could report you and be like, hateful speech conduct.
Oh, nah.
Suck my dick.
Yeah. If I was you, I wouldn't even risk it.
Yeah, no, that's what I usually don't see.
You came too far.
I thought they had, like, a freedom of speech thing on.
You have to fight it. You have to fight it. It's kind of weird. I think with the whole thing on Twitter with Elon is he said, if you do report stuff, which I think because apparently they fired a lot of people on their team.
Yes, I
think so. They're running it differently now. So basically it's maybe, I think, like, just only a few people looking at it, and it's really up to them or not if they agree.
I never thought
it was. I'll
be reaching out to you. Now I need to reach out to you if I need to know anything about Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know shit about Twitter, bro.
Me neither. My problem on Twitter is I'm a man of many words, and you gotta, like, trim a lot of the fat when you're speaking, you know. And I need to get my whole point across. But, like, I feel people who could tweet very well, you might as well be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? Because that means you can make the exact bar that you need to say without putting any extra.
That reminds me of that guy. Like, what's his name? Like, Super Hot Fire. Super. He's like, yeah, he's like, but I'm not a rapper though.
Oh, the rapper.
Yeah, that's the
Twitter person. Do like the little fake battle raps with the glasses.
Like, four words, like, and then he's like, yeah.
Oh, all right, cool. All right, young lady. So since we have you here, there's gonna be a lot of people watching. Okay. Like, oh, I'm like, yeah, my nigga, we got her. What you thought?
Right? So, you know what the fuck this is? It's Dirty Street Confessions.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Boom. So I don't know if you give out these interviews often or if you have content where you say how you got into doing porn.
No, this is actually my first. All right,
cool. So this sounds like this is an exclusive. Can we clap it up for that? Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Thank you. Let's fucking go.
Exclusivity. Right. Okay. So yes, if you don't mind telling us, how did you actually get started into the business? Mm-hmm. Which business would you say? Is this porn business, adult entertainer? What's the right word to classify it as?
I guess adult entertainment, because it's like an umbrella term. You could kind of change, like, what you're doing. Like, some people might stick to solo content their whole life and never step out of that. It's, you
still
know,
adult entertainment.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. But I started because I was, like, a cam girl. Like, I just kind of was anonymous for, like, the longest time. I didn't really show my face. I was really shy.
Word. Really?
Yeah. And then I guess I got asked by, like, a big porn star guy. A conglomerate?
It just sounds like the conglomerates come at a certain point. And
try to do something.
But, yes, I'm sorry. Before you say that, when you say cam girl, this is, like, pre-OnlyFans era?
I think so. I don't think OnlyFans came out till like 2017, I want to say. Maybe 2016.
Oh, shit.
He's our fact-check guy, so I thought he just had that.
Only, you got me beat with the OnlyFans shit.
I wouldn't know that.
I think it's a UK. It's apparently like a UK company. But yeah, they started like really like, I guess, like 2016, 17, maybe.
Okay. This is not Cam Soda.
No, I think that was beforehand. That, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So, cam girl, you don't show your face.
Mm.
Okay.
I did do Cam Soda, though. I did start on Cam Soda.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I've never used Cam Soda. I used to always see the advertisements for it.
Yeah, when I first started, I kind of was just trying to, like, I guess I used to watch porn to try to research in to, like, what to do, because I was, like, I didn't really talk to other people. And I was, like, I just started at, I think I was, like, maybe 19. And so I was, like, just watching a lot of porn just to figure out what to do. So I realized, like, a lot of people are, I guess, getting bigger with boy-girl content.
Got you.
And, yeah, I got asked by, like, a guy, I guess. Yeah. He was signed to, like, an agency. And it was supposed to be, like, my biggest collab, I guess, at the time. So I guess that really, like, pushed me towards that direction. Yeah.
Well, that's what's up. So it's, like, once you get the ball rolling, pretty much is, like, a snowball effect in terms of, like,
I was just really I also never used Twitter when I first started, so I also had to kind of, like, just try to, like, sit back and just watch and see how other people do it and just, like, kind of study and just practice, I guess, with my posts and social media and stuff, because like, I wasn't really, like, a social media person, I guess, before, because I was just, like, a barber before.
Well, it worked. Right. You had something you was gonna say? Okay.
Go ahead. You said something earlier that kind of sparked a question for me. Do you think porn is a good place for the average guy who's not doing porn to research how to have sex?
I think so. It's just some people don't really like look at it that way. I think I look at it as in like what angles are the best, what angles are doing the best, which one actually looks like the hottest, and then like what is their money shot, and then like how does it build up, and then how are they doing the outro, like how are they ending it. So like I might pick up on like some things like, oh, this girl just lifted her knee up while she was riding. I'm gonna try that because I never tried it. So then I might like try to see how that looks for me or something.
Okay, so the average guy, yeah. I think. Well, I've heard people say that
guys could watch it. It's just I think with the whole male talent thing, I think some people try not to cross the line of if they say they're straight. They try not to cross the line to make themselves appear a certain way sometimes. So they might not do certain stuff like. Straight guys on Twitter would maybe not lift their legs up and show booty hole or something or gooch, and then maybe other content creators would do that or something.
Oh,
like to show that that's what they do or something. Oh. So it really would depend on what route you want to go or how deep you want to get into it, I guess.
So there's like a little, you get a little extra boost if you show gooch and asshole.
Yeah.
So, is that like, that's like a back
in
signal?
Toes? Yeah, I think so.
Let people know, like, okay, this is what I'm into, y'all.
Yeah, like just gape. Just booty, just wink. Just that's it. That's the signal.
Okay, I didn't know that.
That's what they do when they shoot.
Would you try a glory hole?
Oh my gosh. So I thought about it, but like, I think I'm kind of nervous because I don't know. I think like most of the time when people do this video, they feel like they plan it because it's obviously like someone they know. I feel usually.
You don't think they just be sucking random dicks?
No, I think they only do that in like certain countries where they have those little like, you know, spots they do that at, like maybe Thailand.
Like a real life
Thailand.
That's very specific.
Versus the content glory
Amsterdam
hole.
Or something.
If it's like real life glory hole, then it'll be a stranger. But if you're doing content,
like,
it's set up.
Say you're in a bar in a bathroom, it's just a random hole. That's a different story. That's real life. I don't think I've been in a situation like that.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
You sound like you've been
there. Yeah, that's a fact.
Why you sounded like that?
You no. shook your head.
Do not want to.
You shook your head first and then said that.
It's just I envisioned it and then I envisioned a dirty ass bathroom.
Yeah,
it's like,
the bathroom probably wouldn't be
just
the most
don't want to.
Cleanest.
And I think women are more likely to not get surprised with some shit they don't want. Men, on the other hand, you stick your dick through that hole.
It's a dick.
You don't know what you get.
I know why I said you don't want to. It was a scary movie? Or it's one of them weird ass it was a scary movie? It was one of them movies. They had a glory hole in the bathroom.
Oh,
nigga put his air up to it. Nigga got his air fucked. Shit was crazy.
How you write down on the script and spice? Agrees to it.
He said, I'll do it. That'll be me.
Yeah.
That's shit a perfect was wild. Shot.
Yeah. Speaking of shot, I didn't know, like, so they're actually putting thought into the money shot in terms of like how it's done.
It's changing a lot. It's really funny to me.
Like evolving? Changing?
I think so. Like some people kind of decide like what is it in a way. Like, I don't know. To me, I think like for example, I think like how you, I guess like the cum shots might be like changing. Like some people might think, oh, it's better to only do facials all the time. Or everyone's trying to do cream pies a lot. And it's like, that kind of scares me.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I noticed that's been,
gonna have a porn,
I guess,
baby.
Increasing. Like that's more popular. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that's been more popular. It's like cream pies. People are asking for that a lot. I'm like, I don't know.
Is that like a risk for your pH as well? Like,
I think so.
Yeah,
so yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, that's definitely why.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else was I gonna say? Oh, can you do porn as a male if you don't shoot cum but you ooze it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know this one guy, he just he just never came. His girlfriend made him hold his nut every single scene and she never allowed him to come for every single scene. Even a scene we did, he wasn't allowed to come. So when he was about to, he stops himself and he beats his dick. Like he literally punches himself.
Whoa.
In the dick.
What?
Yeah, he literally punches on the dick to stop himself.
But she said beats his dick. Like, I thought she
made
No, he's like flicking it, like smacking it, and he's like literally like just like punching it. Like like just come? Yes, because she said to him, if you do that, like we're done. And she was like a bigger porn star than him. So and I guess they were really together or something at the time, but
he never
we did like I think 17 videos before, and this is when I first started, and not one cum scene.
So you just be what watching the him fuck? Just beat his it's dick in the
crazy, right?
Is this like niche?
It's crazy.
This is nuts.
No,
you heard it first here. Okay. It's not cheating if you don't come.
Okay, I agree with that too.
Yeah, in the porn world. Yeah, in the porn world, you didn't cream pie, you're good, babe. Like that's how they act. Like, well, I don't know.
Like, does it really count? Because it's like you know he feel a urge to come. He only stopping because you tell.
It's really funny. I've always wondered that, but you can't really say anything because you don't want the male talent to like doubt themselves and have a moment of like insecurity, and then the whole video just
then they just go. Soft.
Yeah, then it's over. Yeah.
You ever shot a scene and they get gummy?
Yeah, it was bad.
Damn.
It was bad?
Yeah. I've been doing it for like 4 years now. At the end of the year, it's been my fifth year. This year, I've discovered people are injecting their dicks taking pills, stuff like that. But I'm just like, what the hell? Like, I didn't know. Or people will tell me about people I worked with. They'll be like, did you know he does it? Or do you think he does? Or like, I just don't know. I couldn't tell.
What are they injecting it with? Like silicone and shit?
Yeah, I heard it's like Botox.
Silicone.
Yeah, I heard it's like dick Botox. Yeah, dick Botox.
Bro, whatever.
What do you really think Silicone Valley is about?
Like, Botox. To make it bigger. Like, just Botox. Like the width of it. They just do that. I don't get why.
That's crazy. Yeah. So what is it like for length or girth?
Girth.
Yeah, I think you can only do girth. But I've heard some people are getting like the length surgeries.
I mean, you could change your legs now. What the fuck?
Yeah, if you could change your legs. You want to something? It's like the good things they don't know how to do. Like I could change my leg or some shit like that. It's
be,
like,
yeah, you want to be 6 feet tall?
I don't. Okay. I'm saying because I like the misperception of like, oh, he's not tall. Because it's more fucked up if you're tall and you got a little dick.
What if the surgery was?
I agree.
Wait.
Yo, what if the surgery was free? Would you get it done?
With it sponsored, yeah.
I don't want to. I like personally.
Kind of hesitate.
Yo, me personally, I like the majority of my penis going inside of vagina.
Okay,
that's what I like personally.
I think it is kind of harder sometimes to tell people. I've had moments where it's like this is not gonna work. I think I've had someone one time they messaged me. They were like, "said they're 7 feet tall. They're 7 feet tall."
So automatically. Like,
it's not gonna work. I'm 5'1".
Oh, you said because they're that tall.
Yeah. Like, what the hell? What am I supposed to do? Climb? Like, okay. I don't know.
I've heard somebody tall complain about, like, the matchup. Like, when you're trying to, like, hit it from the back and certain shit. Exactly matching that. Up your body with exactly theirs is just that. Tricky.
It's exactly that.
Oh, okay. It's probably, like, a lot of lifting
involved. You gotta
stack pillows or something. Stack pillows.
No judgment. Yeah. But how did you prepare for Brickzilla?
Oh.
Yo,
Godzilla strikes again.
I'm not gonna lie.
Godzilla strikes back.
I'm not gonna lie, son.
Oh my gosh, bro, I'm on Twitter.
I said, "There's no fucking way you're still alive."
That's so crazy.
Is there preparation?
I think if I didn't do the work I did before him, then it would be more painful.
Gotcha.
It was a little bit for me because I wanted to use lube more. It just wasn't used as much as I wanted.
Got it.
So the work before him was bigger than him?
I've had around the same sizes, I think. So I don't know the exact size.
Christ knows.
I don't
he
know.
Says 13. Yeah. He says 13. I think it's kind of different because it like curves like that or something. So I really don't know.
Like she was talking about the sneakers. He's a size 13. Get him some Air Forces.
I'm a size 9.5. That's about a foot. So this is like, it's 1 inch bigger than my foot.
I mean,
you don't care.
No, I think it's the curve.
He said he don't know the size. She gave us the
image though, bro.
I would say that's pretty like dread or something.
It's like a Subway sandwich.
Same guy's coming up.
Yo, you see that?
It's a Subway sandwich.
He strikes again.
Yeah. Damn.
That's wild.
Does a curve matter?
Yes, yeah. I feel it like in my leg sometimes.
Your
like,
leg?
Yeah, like damn, your hip. Crazy. Like it's weird. Like
which direction do you prefer a curve?
Probably right.
Right.
The left one, every single time, it's like, I don't know how to explain it. Like it just like it's left like foot. That hip area. Like it's that hip area. It's like I don't know what it is. It's a weird spot. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I don't think I do a left one.
Damn.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was about to spill my business out.
Go ahead. Just Patreon.
I would have thought most people would be curved by just the nature of how like you have to put your penis in your pants. Like it's constantly
You know, I thought bended, the same thing. Or some younger, shit like that. My shit curves. I'm not going to say which direction. Okay. But I had to wear tighty whities. I stopped myself from saying. I had to wear tighty whities up until I was old enough to choose to wear boxers and shit like that.
I think that's like a problem.
That caused the curve, I believe.
You saying having a curve is a problem?
No, I think like that's like how I explain it. Not like a problem. I think it's like a, I don't want to say it's a
condition.
Like a big dick problem, but I think it's a big dick problem.
Yeah, y'all used to walk around the house in y'all drawers.
Yeah,
of course.
I still, yeah, that's too easy. Still do that. Yeah. But you talking about as a kid and just the tidy whities.
As a kid, like you reaching that age where you about to hit puberty and type shit. Mm.
Yes. Okay. Like, yeah, watching wrestling and shit.
Like wearing brief?
Like drawers.
Boxer
drawers,
briefs? Yeah. Or you mean like the like loose
briefs? You're not wearing no boxer briefs at that age.
The moment I started jerking off, that's when I stopped walking around in tidy whities. Started jerking off, I'm conscious of my dick. I just me, three older brothers, and my mom.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, because you're going to be getting hard around the house and shit, in the kitchen and shit. You can't do that. Well,
yes, but simply, you got to wear boxes because now my dick just needs to be slid out through the boxes more frequently.
Okay.
So, that's a vibe.
I guess that's an advantage.
They're giving too much like dick images.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, pussy. Too much dick. Pussy.
Enough about dicks, right?
Pussy.
What would you say is the medium sized penis to do porn?
Whoa, my dicks. God. What the fuck?
Medium?
The smallest, sorry.
Smallest?
This small dick.
I mean, if
the
you
minimum
can,
size. I said medium size. If, the minimum size.
I mean,
size.
You could do anal if you had a small dick.
What are you telling me for? Everybody else here to talk to.
I mean, probably a medium size. A medium size might be like 6.
Oh, okay.
That's average.
That's medium.
Yeah, that's average.
That's slightly above average.
I mean, statistically, it's average, yeah.
So you can do porn with average size dick.
Yeah, like 5 to 6. A lot of white guys do it.
Sign me up.
Okay.
Mm. I've been stumbling across those videos and... Pause, but I'll be clicking off of them shits.
It's whoa. There's this thing it's called SPM.
The small so dick or the average dick size dick.
I saw a post and it said people in porn prefer big dicks anyway.
It gotta be me or better.
Oh God!
I gotta live through the person. You feel me?
Okay.
It gotta be me or better.
Whatever makes you feel.
Okay.
Better.
What would you say is like the ideal age for a young lady to get into this field?
Ideal, I guess, as long as I would say over 21, but it depends because I think everyone kind of ends up getting into it different reasons.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of grown women who get into it around 30, so I don't really... Mm. I, like, a majority of the OnlyFans women I've met personally, they're at least over 25 and older.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a question.
Yeah.
On porn sites... A lot of the videos says teen.
Yeah, they're 18 or 19. Are they actually, or some people lie. Yeah. I met like a few girls where they say they're 19 for 5 years.
That's what I really want to know. I'm like, yo, a lot of these girls don't look like they're actually teens. It's
no,
just,
like some
they
people will get like braces and they'll do like the pigtails and they'll do braces. Like
just
no
to be
makeup.
Fake 19?
Just to appear younger or something for the pedophiles, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
that's crazy.
Because that's why people say Bad Baby made $1 million off her OnlyFans. Because that's when she first turned 18.
Yeah, I heard about that. Because
of the pedophiles.
Yes,
that's what Sir said yesterday.
Because she didn't post anything crazy. You know, it's just pictures of her normally. Right. So yeah,
crazy. All those people signed up, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's about 8 guys in here. One of us signed up, right? Statistically.
No, nigga.
It's a different demographic. We not part of that demographic.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. You tried it, though.
Easy, brother.
She's not my cup of tea. But clearly, I'm the minority on that. You know what I'm saying? Question for the guys in the room real quick. Or if you ever did it, too. Have you ever made an Uber that was picking up a girl from your crib wait because she was giving you head? I'm sorry, I can only ask Lav. I mean, so Lav.
Nah, but I did get head in an Uber.
Okay, player.
Yeah.
The Uber was with it.
So so this is what you gotta do, right? She gotta be like, she tired, and then she gotta lay in your lap. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, you tired? All right. Mm-hmm. And then while she top you off, you gotta have a conversation with the Uber driver to keep him distracted so he don't hear what's going on. So
I'm not talking to that nigga at the same time.
So you sitting behind him.
I don't wanna speak to him while
I had a whole conversation.
Yeah, cause you fake moaning talking to him.
Nah, I wasn't moaning. Fuck yes, no.
He's like, yo, it's good.
How was your day?
Damn, hey, that's a little unacceptable.
Nah, nigga, I don't want to speak to him while I'm getting head.
Yeah, nah, Shorty got a thrill out of it. She was like, "How was you able to talk to him while
it wasn't good?"
It was bad.
So laugh. It was quiet head. Like she was making.
Yeah, she was keeping it quiet.
Did you finish? Is the part?
No, I didn't finish.
It's not possible. Yeah.
Because if I would have finished while talking to him, then that would have been crazy.
I ate pussy in a yellow cab.
Whoa.
I've never seen that.
Okay, taxi cab all confession. Right.
I'm not mad at
that. Damn, how you do that?
She had on a skirt. Just, like I leaned, you know, they got the partition. It's a little easier.
Okay,
So I just, most of them, she still got that shit. So I just leaned over and I kind of just pulled one of her legs up on the chair. One leg was down. I just got underneath there best as I could.
Mm. I feel you.
Mm. What's that song? Beyonce and Jay-Z talking about fucking in the back or something.
Drunken love.
No, you know I'm saying, so it's one of those type of moments. Except yellow cab version.
Or is it partition?
Oh yeah, there you go.
We all thought of it.
So the song was called Partition, and the shit that goes in the middle is called Partition.
Oh. But they talking more limo shit because they rich. Man. But I take yellow cabs. Yeah. Partition.
Learn something today.
That's hard. You should start doing that content. People who can identify with that. Mm-hmm. All right, back to the ladies in the room, right? Would you say, because this is what I'm noticing, roses are played out?
No.
Fuck. So
a nigga give you roses, you gonna eat his ass?
No, I'm talking about the toilet.
I don't eat man butt.
What?
I don't.
That's all right. I'm not into that anyway.
That's cool.
I don't trust men.
The rest
men.
Of them are.
So. No, 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 we're not.
I don't trust their hygiene. Oh, people eat crazy. Shit. People might not shave. They might not wax. I don't give a fuck. I don't
shave my ass. Men got to shave their butthole?
I mean, you don't even know how he eats. I think it really depends on someone's diet. I really will pay attention to that before I even make that decision, which I never did, but I would definitely pay attention to that.
Is it crazy if a man shaves his butthole?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yes.
You shave your butthole,
no. Dwight? No, because you...
I've never shaved my butthole.
Think it's too crazy. I think it really depends. Because, like, for example, like that whole moment when you're there, when you're sweating, all your sweat drips down there. And then it's like all in your face.
No, I totally understand
cute.
That.
It's not just cute.
Like what if it's fresh out the shower?
It's not cute.
No fresh out the shower?
Or he like, yo, babe, you don't trust my hygiene? Come wash my ass for me. Then eat it.
That's love.
Or what if you take a bath? You soak.
Yeah, you know. You can wash
your
friend.
Okay, I'm going to say this. If you want someone to eat your ass too, you would have to douche.
Oh, shit.
Douche.
This is complex.
What's douche again?
Clean it out. I got to stick something up there to clean it out. Hey.
Flush.
Just in case. Just in case.
Well, yeah, you might get something in case.
Nah, I don't want nothing.
You know,
you ever had a colonic?
What is that?
Like when they stick the fucking tube up your butt and flush your colon.
No, oh my God, no.
I've done that shit.
That's scary. Yeah. How was it?
It wasn't pleasant at first. Because I never had, that was my first time having anything go up there.
You did a lot of ass
I got scared, bro.
Yeah. There's only one thing.
I got scared.
Nah, shot in the ass.
No, that's over here.
The colonic.
You got
the colonic
shot in the ass? Why'd you
get
shot
I had
an
STD. So they had the...
Gangbanging.
Okay. He said gangbang.
Yo, Emily, you ever caught STD?
I have before, yeah. Because I got, I think it was in high school, I got assaulted by someone.
Damn, Bryce!
I didn't. Fuck, man.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Sorry to hear that for real.
It's okay.
Fuck them. Okay, what would you say is. Cause I know a lot of guys try to talk to you. How much messages would you say you have in your DMs right now? If you had to randomly guess.
Don't count me.
Like.
So whatever it is, minus one.
Right.
Okay. 30,000 probably in Twitter.
God.
Because like, if you never delete it, I've had the account for like 4 years now. If you never delete them, then yeah. But I've tried turning them off and on and clearing them out. But it's really kind of dumb, to be honest. It doesn't really do anything.
And people just hitting you up telling you.
stupid shit.
Okay, all right, cool.
Like, the doctor said we're gonna die. Like, I'm gonna die if we don't fuck. Like, stuff like that. Like, I have a screenshot. I screenshot my stupid messages. Like,
I'm sorry.
Damn. Yeah. Crazy. Why? Niggas saying that they gonna die?
Someone once said, oh, yeah. Like, yeah, that. Or someone once said, like, oh, like, help me make my girlfriend mad. Like, it's stuff like that sometimes. Oh, it's, like, weird.
I'm not
or
going
I get
to,
weird requests. Yeah, no. Because no, they're already making her mad. Because why is she why am I even involved with it? If that makes sense. Like, you have a burner Twitter already. That means you got caught up on your personal or something. Mm-mm-mm. Like, that's what that means to me.
What can you be doing on Twitter if they actually never encountered you in real life?
Some people do, and they don't say nothing. I travel a lot. I fly a lot at the airport. Some people will just look at me and just be weird and maybe try to sneak their phone. Or they'll try to, like, come up to me when I'm, like, boarding my plane or I'm, like, going to get food or something. And I have
while phones boarding?
On. Yeah, or I'm, like, at baggage claim, shit like that. People just come up to me.
Gave out,
like,
any autographs crazy. Yet?
I only did one. I probably, like, at the meet and greet I finally did in New York last time I was here.
That's more appropriate.
Yeah, it's more appropriate. Yeah. But I've had, like, for example, I've been at baggage claim. I think I had, like, a bunch of TSA agents came up to me one time, like, five of them all at once. I went to the bathroom. Yeah. I came out the bathroom. I had headphones on. I just heard, like, they kept saying princess, and then I turn around, and it's, like, a group of, like, guys, like, in, like, the yellow, like, jackets, and then TSA agents, and they're, like, asking
loss prevention
come.
And TSA?
Yes!
They were doing a
circle
jerk.
They're waiting inside the bathroom for me.
They don't have loss prevention anymore.
It
scene.
Was, like, those yellow Backs. The yellow jackets, like, the highlighter jackets. Good. I don't even know how to explain it.
Smart cart.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
Smart cards.
But, yeah, they were just all waiting, and they're trying to ask me, like, oh, can I do a video? And it's, like, oh, my God. Like, it's the same thing, I feel like, every time. I don't know.
Well, I'd like to apologize on the behalf of the male race.
Okay. That's okay.
All right, cool.
Should have told them niggas keep your day job.
Yeah.
Clout about to go up because I'm getting a picture with you before we leave.
Do you think a lot of people think that, when I say people, I mean men, right? Mm-hmm. Do you think a lot of men think that they would be able to do porn, but they really not cut out for it?
Yes, a lot of them ask me that. I get asked that by a lot of people all the time. Like, do you think I could do porn? Do you think my dick's good enough for porn? Do you think, like, I have skills or whatever? Do you think I look good enough for it and stuff like that? But it's like, if you wanted to do it, you would just do it.
Right.
What differentiates the average guy who you wouldn't recommend to do porn versus someone who can actually
the willpower to do it?
Well, I mean, like, there's a lot of people who have willpower to it, but I think, like, if people just wanted to do it, there's, like, more things you could do besides being the talent. You could be behind the scenes and be super successful. Like, you could be the best cameraman and everyone's using you. The top companies getting paid all the best prices and rates, like, up to maybe $70,000 almost, or 20 or whatever, how much it costs. It might even be, like, international.
Time
like, some people fly to London.
Time out.
Well, yeah, but you're also editing, you're doing everything, you know, for them.
Time out. I can set some shit up just like this.
Time out.
Porn shoot. On
time
my
out.
Own.
Time out.
Go ahead.
That is the most disrespectful thing you could tell a man.
How?
Who is trying to get into porn.
But it's up to him. Like, if I don't think you're sexy, you can't say nothing. Like, it's not my opinion. If you want to show your dick, you show your dick. I can't tell you to not take a picture of it. You want to take a picture. That's why they want to do it. Like, I can't tell them not to.
90% of niggas' dream job is to do porn. But
yeah,
because
they think fucking is easy, but it's a lie. You have to be
90% of niggas
not,
can't do that
shit.
It's a lot
of work.
Unless I'm the cameraman that.
Like, if you
could
fuck in a room. For a bunch of people, perfectly hard and finish, I think you could do it.
I can't do that.
Right. Yeah. I've done that several times.
Like, and then if you have to adjust and they're correcting you and stuff, you still have to be able to perform, like, all the time.
Damn. So, like, porn, for the most part, because we see it as a finished product, is there a lot of, like, okay, turn around, do this?
Yeah.
Like, they're moving people around? And
yeah, I think, like, when I first did it, I wasn't really used to it at first. Like, I guess being mid-directed, mid-scene, like, say it's, like, really crazy and I was, like, my eyes were closed and I'm, like, a mess.
Yeah.
And then I open my eyes and then they just, like, randomly pick me up and move me. And I'm, like, what the fuck?
Okay, I didn't know that's how that
I don't know how to explain it. Like, I wouldn't realize that they're trying to switch positions or, like, change scenes or something if I was, like, I guess more performing. Some people just have, like, a natural cue in their mind, their timing stuff. Like, some people be like, okay, let's do this for just 4 minutes, do this for 4 minutes, we'll do this 5 minutes, and then we'll do this for two and then be done. And it's like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And some people, I guess, they're really, if they're, like, I guess, more intimate with each other, they might plan it differently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, a script when you do porn?
No.
Okay.
I don't really done a script yet.
So
I thought about it.
We should give them more credit for like those real estate pornos and stuff like that because they're like freestyling.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think so because for example, I've seen like some OnlyFans creators where they've like done like a whole like segment, green screen, like editing, everything's on point, the outfits, hair, all the details, everything. Mm-hmm. Those I actually appreciate because they actually like put effort in. And then it's actually sometimes funny. It's like little skits. Mm-hmm. I like funny porn in my opinion. I think okay. It's like it's interesting. It makes it more kind of real. Yeah, in my opinion.
What did you tell us?
You gotta watch the skits a little bit.
Oh, I watched them shits.
I skipped them.
I skipped them shits too.
I guess it just depends. It just depends, I guess, if you want a build up or not, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll be watching this shit. There's this one, I forgot what it was called. Both of them, I forgot what it was called. It's the loss prevention shit, not to bring that up again, with it shoplifting and shit. And like the only way they could get out is if. Saying that's kind of like
it was
fucked
two
up,
it was
right?
Two girls
yeah
and a guy. Yeah. It was two girls right
no there's he does this all the time
oh never mind
yeah. Damn, he a bad man.
Yeah
damn.
And the pawn shop one, it's kind of really fucked up when I think about it now because it's like you bring the nigga shorty brought a car to him, right?
Okay.
And this is a very exceptional episode because people usually bring shit and put it on the counter, so he has to walk outside for this one and he's like oh okay, like he's taking an honest like analysis of what the condition of the car is. He's like, well, you know, this is a POS, right? And she's like, what's that? It's a piece of shit. So what I could do for you is you can step back into my office and we could try to sort it out. And then it just like cuts to them fucking.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Damn. Though, like, you have to show how did it get there. Yeah. Like, you can't just jump to that. Yeah. I've seen shit where it's like, okay, people are just in a room and just jumps to that. It's like, what happened? What yo?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I watched the whole build up, but that I don't start skipping until they start fucking. That's when I start skipping.
See, that makes sense.
I need to see what I want to see now, but I like to see that shit build up to where, like, I want to see how this shit got initiated.
I agree.
I feel like you need a story
as a child. I was watching shit like that on Cinemax and shit, like Zane Sex Chronicles and shit. So now.
That's not a book.
I remember them.
You remember that shit? Damn. Yo, that was the best point because that was like the first time they had black people on TV fucking. And I was like, damn.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yo, Emily, I'm sure that wasn't the first time black people was on TV fucking.
Especially first time in your era because you young as fuck.
First time I saw.
So you might have missed like
the first time. The first time black people on TV fucking. I highly doubt it, Lyle.
You don't watch BET Uncut? They be fucking on that too.
They never fucking
BET Uncut?
Bro, there was no sex.
Bro, they used to do like soft porn on Cinemax and shit like that.
It was like,
but you don't see nothing like that.
Nah, the minute I was able to stay up till 11 o'clock, like bedtime wise, that's like, I think HBO and Cinemax, they timed to switch over was 11. Yeah. Was it 10 or 11?
It was 11.
Either,
it was like 10:45, 10:50. Right? Yeah.
You just couldn't be up at that time.
Nigga, I used to stay up and watch them shits, nigga.
Yeah, and you had to have your remote on the last channel before.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I mean, one time I pressed that shit twice by accident. Shit went back to the porn.
That's how I ended up watching like the skits and shit in porn because when I was younger, I used to have to watch that whole shit.
Yeah, you can't fast forward.
No fast forward.
You know what I mean? Ain't no fast forward, nigga. I used to have to watch that whole shit.
Yeah, I watched a fucking massage. It was a yoga instructor video. The guy came over instructing her. And she's like, yo, my heat is broken. So
of course.
Oh, stretching her. Stretching her. And she's like, yo, do you mind if I take my top off? It's really hot in here.
Word.
So she takes her top off. And he's trying not to pay too much attention to her titties. But he keep looking. Then, you know, he's at a spot where she has to get up. And his dick is like right in her face.
Oh,
he got
gosh.
On sweats. Of she course. Looks up like, oh, my God. And she's like, you know, I feel bad. I can do something to help you.
I'm not bad.
Oh, wow.
Where's that massage oil you normally use?
Man, I'm not mad at that one. I'm saying.
Yo, what's your dating life like?
I don't know. I think it depends if I want to. Like, if I do want to go on a date and stuff, I can. But if that, I don't usually want to.
Mm.
Yeah. I think it's because I'm really focused on just work and, like.
But if you really like him and he doesn't know what you do, how do you break it
to
him?
I don't think that's possible.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's possible. I think I met like really few people who said they didn't know me and they act like they didn't. And then I went on their phone, or maybe they left it around and
you be snooping.
I like, you know how the lock screen, it just like some people don't censor it and it says like whatever the notification is. I've seen like my tweet pop up one time, like, and their notification, it's like, what the hell, you have post notifications on.
Yeah,
what if they looked you up,
but
right,
how would
when
they look me
met?
Up if I didn't give them my social media?
Oh wow, okay.
And then also sometimes, like, for example, like if I tell them a certain name to call me by, how would they know to call me by a certain name? Like a specific
name. So your real name is not Princess Emily?
My middle name is Emily.
Oh, okay.
But like one time I was in an Uber driver and I had my legal like first name as it. Mm-hmm. And what is it? When I got in the car, he was like, are you sure your name's this? And then like three times, like, yeah, no, it was awkward. And then when I got out the car, he was like, are you sure it's not Emily? And I was like, no, I'm very sure. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, goodbye, princess. And I was like, why would you say that? Wow. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Yeah, like, why would you say that as I'm getting out the car? Yeah,
zero stars,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah,
so crazy.
Son threw the princess in there.
Yeah, nah, because you got to understand, part of your job as an Uber driver is to make the passion of the field.
I mean, I just rather people be honest. I'm comfortable as long as you're honest. I don't like when people don't be honest and they act like they don't know me, because I've had people do that and then they literally like try to build up a whole friendship, other stuff. They act like they have other intentions and it's like, really? It's like, you're not. You're trying to be involved in my life and I don't like that.
Yeah, moment,
if you came up to me honestly, then it'd be different. Gotcha. Yeah.
The moment they pretend they don't know you is deception. They're starting off with, they're leading with deception.
Yes, and then when we're closer, they'll be like, hey, I actually didn't know who you were. And they'll tell me like later or something, like, oh, I did actually peep your Twitter. One time I saw it. I don't know how I saw it. I was scrolling on Twitter. They'll make up a lie or something, like, oh, I think I saw another porn page repost you. It's like, no, you saw it. Like, you went to my page. Like,
so is at way. That point, they don't know what you do?
There's some people who don't know the full gist of, I guess, everything I do, but it's because they don't really like care to ask. I think people just assume I do one thing. That's
what is the full gist of what you do?
So I'm trying to do real estate now and investing and I guess like crypto and stuff like that, working with people just to like get more knowledge on it myself. I guess trying to get into business too, like clothing, and just kind of more monetizing, I guess, me, I guess, because I don't really talk a lot on social media. So trying to do more YouTube stuff or like streaming. I like playing video games, so I might like even do that.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What do you play?
Yeah. I used to play like, I think, Call of Duty a lot and Halo when I was younger, but I stopped because I had to get rid of my system. I gave my system to my little brother, and then after that, I kind of like never really tried, I guess, again. So
Mace can coach you on getting back
into
the
groove. Yeah. Let's run it down.
Okay. Yeah, I've been looking for people to play with. I have to go buy a new system, but yeah, I've been wanting to get in like streaming and stuff like that.
Facts.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
The minute that you do it, please let us know so we can capitalize off of that as well. Because I know it's gonna be a bunch of people there.
You wanna set it up?
Yeah, that's a fact. And he's actually nice.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
I had a question though.
Yeah.
Do you have like a special move that you do on niggas to like make them come type shit?
The finisher.
Dun, dun, dun.
Finisher.
I think right a now. Lot of people kind of tell me they think it's like, I guess it's me doing the writing, but I think sometimes there's this like feet thing.
Yeah.
There's this like feet thing.
I was like, finish me.
Feet.
Oh, I just did my research for the first time last night and I would agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's how it is, because even when I'm working with people, I can't really start off doing it because then I might make the video shorter.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I save it for later.
I'm
yeah.
The shorter videos got me, brother.
Yeah. Or I would say like a lot of people say like my signature thing would be like I put my feet on people's chest, I guess, like in.
Oh,
like in
shit.
Or something.
That would.
Your feet on people's chest?
Like, whew. I don't know how to explain it.
Explain it.
I know exactly
like,
what you're talking
I guess
about.
It's, like, you know how you're holding, if say you're doing doggy and you're holding a girl's ankles
because
her feet are up, but instead my feet sit on your tummy.
Whew.
That's so her knees are on the bed, but her feet are
she's
bent back.
Yeah, like bent back.
Okay. Wait, back shots?
Like yeah, right there. Access. Yeah, it's right there. Yeah.
Gangster.
Wait, from the back?
Her feet. Yeah. Her knees are on the bed, but her feet are up.
She's just balancing on her knees.
Yeah, I'm balancing on my knees pretty much. Yeah.
Just knees.
That's different.
She's like on an angle type tilted.
I was thinking something totally different.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's pretty much like that. Like just tilted and stuff. I have to really hold on. I have to hope like the bed sheets, like say they're tucked in. So because if they're slipping and stuff, I'm not going to have good I'm gonna be like slipping.
Yo, you gotta patent that move.
Yeah.
For real. Cause I ain't never seen that.
Yeah, for sure. And I thought I done tried like everything for the most part, but
feet on the chest. Yeah, that's different. Chest is
cause you get more movement, I think. Yeah. Like you can throw more, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know how like the mechanical bulls be having like the little two mm-hmm. handles you could put your hand in. Mm-hmm. What if we invent that to go around the mattress?
I literally had that thought the other day because of you how lying. Much you I have to steal from me. No, I literally have to do that so much. So I thought about like, is that possible? But then it's like, it's not possible No, it's not. Mm-hmm. Because no matter what you do, the bed sheets slip off.
It's not for the
sheets. We'll talk about
what
it.
What do you mean?
It won't be part of the sheets. It'll go around the mattress.
Alex, later, my brother.
Yeah. Alex, stay up.
Trust me, I got the mind for the engineering.
Listen.
I got it.
We're going to patent it. This. We're going to make this business work.
Right? Going to patent that in the move. Let's go.
We might have to bleep this whole shit out so nobody steal our shit.
The move and the bed sheet thing.
I might have a prototype by next week.
Say that. So, Emily, I got a question. Do you also do lesbian porn or just...
I do, but I think I'm more selective with it. I do have a lot of women that try to work, but I really try getting to know people first because I think OnlyFans is kind of different than porn stars.
Yeah.
I met a lot of crazy women. So it's kind of like, I kind of try to avoid that. So I try to hang out with people first to see if there'll be a liability.
Yeah, I see.
And then I decide if it's really worth being on camera and signing paperwork because like once I associate with them or something, it's like, that means people are going to keep asking for those videos or wanting to see it or promote it or something. So I try to be careful.
That's
so
smart. Yeah. That's smart.
Another question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, you don't eat women's ass either?
I do.
Word.
Yeah, I just said I don't eat man butt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, the bias.
Very discriminatory. Is that a word? I don't know. It's
very sexist. Caribbean men know how to clean their asses.
Yeah,
we get taught. if you meet any Caribbean men,
I mean a lot of Caribbean men and a lot of Jamaican men say no, they don't want that.
They don't clean their ass.
No, they don't want their ass.
But they clean their.
They're
ass.
Clean, yeah, but they just don't. They don't want it.
Yeah,
he's Jamaican.
Oh,
I agree.
But then he's the other kind of Jamaican.
So you want your ass eaten? He doesn't.
He's lying.
Oh,
shit. He doesn't like his ass eaten on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never got that done before, but
it's all good.
Whatever.
But I think we have to wind down our first episode because, you know, niggas are strapped for tizon. You know what I'm saying? Danny, is anything you want to leave the YouTubers with? You know what I'm saying? Do they need to get their money up? Or
yo,
what?
Y'all need to subscribe to the Wild Dirty tier because... we got a lot of shit going on, and based on what you've seen from this episode, you could probably tell that we're probably going to move into that content for the next half of this. So, you might be missing out.
This trip, you want to see what's up.
Bryce, anything you want to say, my brother?
I'm good, man. Horse business going up.
okay. I like the Coke. Can I buy the Coke from you?
Do you want it?
Yeah.
You think you fit it?
Let me hold that cup for
you. Got it.
Do you need my assistance?
You got to try it on.
I will try it on. Didn't I have on some shit like this at the Halloween party?
Sleeve first, boy. Before the sleeves.
Because it's about to get hot.